Isika tisendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Go Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Siyabonga Blessing Zulu ngokusiphathela indaba zesishona olamukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolwesithathu mhla ka 14 Mpalakazi 2022 ngugeno Gumede Saidi. Endabeni zethu namhla.
Ekhona phakathi kweRussia leUkraine sibone iphazamisa ezomnotho eZimbabwe, ikakhulu singakhangela ukukhwela okwayenza amafutha wezimotokali enjengabo diesel lepetrol phakathi kumnyaka wenyanga zikaMay lo August, lapho esibone khona ifuel edizili ingena iphosa ingena ku-$2 ya kwele America. Njalo sibone ukuthi lokwenza ukuthi inflation yalapha la.
Impi phakathi kwele Ukraine lele Russia ibikwa isibangele uphazamiseka okukhulu kwehlangothi ezithiyeneyo zempilo kwele Zimbabwe, okugoqela indlala, kubika abe World Food Program.
Kulu namhla okuzabe kule okuthiwa yi-US Africa Business Forum, where omongameli they take a step back sebe yekela i-private sector ye-America le-Africa ukuthi bekhulumisane and come up with those deals. Kule ndawo ethiwa khona i-deal room namhla ezabe khona, where the private sector speak to each other on these various sectors njenge-agriculture, njenge-energy.
Umongameli Joseph Biden wele Melika ukhangelelwe ukwethula umbiko wakhe oqakathekileyo emhlanganweni wenkokheli yamazwe abensundu owe-US Africa Leaders Summit owenzelwa eWashington DC. Kwezemidlalo, baningi abathi kungahlake kuye ngasifudlana umdlali we-Argentina uLionel Messi aphakamise inkezo yezizwe zomhlaba kumncintiswano owe-FIFA World Cup 2022 oqhutshelwa kwele Qatar. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Impi phakathi kwele Ukraine lele Russia ibikwa isibangele uphazamiseka okukhulu kwenhlangothi ezithiyeneyo zempilo kwele Zimbabwe, okugoqela indlala, ukuswelakala kwendlela zokuthumela impahla, umnotho lokunye. Lokhu kuphume kuphenyo olwenziwe ngabenhlanganiso ebona ngezoncedo lokudla emhlabeni jikelele eye-World Food Program, WFP. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Uphenyo lwabe-WFP luveze njalo ukuba impi ye-Ukraine ivele yaqhamuka umhlaba osusithi usuphuma engxakini ezibangelwa ngenye impi yokumelana lobhubhane lwe-COVID-19 ndawone lesivuno esiphansi kakhulu somnyaka ka-2021-2022 esibangelwe ikungani kuhle kwezulu. Uphenyo lolu luthi ukukhuphuka kwentengo yamafutha ezimota yona eqonge isuka kudola elilodwa lengxenye $1.55 isiya phose kumadola amabili $1.73 yikho okubangele ukukhuphuka kwentengo yempahla yonke elizweni lakwamanye amazwe omhlaba. Abantu abafika izigidi phose eziyisithupha 5.8 million bacatshangelwa ukuba bathwaliswe nzima yindlala, ukuthi abantu abangaba isilunganiso songamachumi aphezu kwamahlanu ekhulwini 53% lisuka kumachumi phose amane 39% kumnyaka odluleyo yibo ababhekane nendlala emathebeleni North, kulandelwa ngabantu abayisilinganiso sokungamachumi amane ekhulwini 40% ukusuka kumachumi amabili lanhlanu 25% ababhekane nendlala eMashonaland West. I-WFP iphinde yathi abantu abaningi sebephila ngemali abayithunyelwa izihlobo labemuli abasemazweni besithi imali le isetshenziswa ukuthenga ukudla kuphela. Ingcitshi ezicubo ezikhulume ngalolu phenyo zithi lulakho ukuba luqinisekile besithi kumele leZimbabwe libe lendlela zokulungisisa udubo lwendlala. Lokhu kuthiwe ngumnumzana Timothy Thole, ingcitshi ecubungula ezombusazweni, othi kumelele Zimbabwe ligcine ukulima.
Impi ekhona phakathi kweRussia leUkraine sibone iphazamisa ezomnotho eZimbabwe, ikakhulu esingakhangela ukukhwela kwayenza amafutha wezimotokali njengabo diesel lepetrol phakathi kumnyaka wenyanga zikaMay lo August, lapho esibone khona ifuel ediesel ingena iphosa ingena ku $2 yakwele America. Njalo sibone ukuthi lokwenza ukuthi inflation yalapha la.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngumnumzana Danford Mtashu okhokhela inhlanganiso ye-Confederation of Zimbabwe Retailers, yena othi udubo lwe-Ukraine luphazamise amazwe omhlaba ikakhulu asathuthukayo njengeZimbabwe.
The increase in the price of fuel is definitely
ukukhwela kwentengo yempahla kuzaba ngelokho okwenzakalayo emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Nxa singakhangela lokho okwenzakalayo phakathi kweRussia neUkraine kuyaphazamisa ukukhwela kwentengo
kuleli. Ecubuna yezomnotho umnumzana Felix Dube uthi okwenzakala eUkraine akulani lokwenzakala kuleli.
Iqansa kakhulu lokho kwenza ukuthi intengo zezinto zibe siya phezulu. Sikhangele njalo sibone ukuthi iwithi inyawuthi leyo esenzisa ukupheka isinkwa layo ingasatholakali, njalo ibisitholakala isile intengo ephezulu kakhulu. Lokho kwenza ukuthi isinkwa la sibe sikhwela lezinye izinto ezilungiswa inyawuthi. Lokhu yiyo indlela impilo esibambe ngakho thina njengeZimbabwe.
Imizamo yokuthola umbono kahulumende ehlule, kodwa embikeni wakhe wokwethula uluhlu lwendleko kahulumende lokubuthaniswa kwemali yaleyo ndleko olwebhajethi, umphathintambo wezemali uMnumzana Mthuli Ncube wazise ukuba uhulumende uzabeka imali eceleni ukuze iye ekwakhiweni kwamadamu okuphathisa abalimi amasimo okuthelezela awe-irrigation ukuze ilizwe lilwisane lendlala. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginomlondolozi Ndlovu.
Uqhubekela phambili umhlangano we-US Africa Leaders Summit eWashington DC, lapho kukhangelelwe ukuba uMongameli Joseph Biden uzakwethula umbiko wakhe oqakathekileyo ngombuthano lo ongene kusuku lwesibili namhla. Intatheli zindaba yethu uGibbs Dube usemhlanganweni lo. Dube, siyakwemukela. Dube, ya, sengikuzwa kuhle Mthembo. Ungasitshela ukuthi kwenzakalani namhla kulomhlangano?
Ye, umhlangano lo uyaqhubekela phambili njengokutsho kwakho-ke. Namhla ke kule ndaba sibili emnandi kakhulu ebona ngezamabhizimusi, kubizwa kuthiwa i-US Africa Business Forum. Iforum le-ke ingathi izigaba ezimbalwa ezinhlanu. So kulokhu bakhuluma-ke ngokuthi kambe ele Africa lingadlelana njani lele US xa ukhangele ukuthenga lokuthengiselana impahla. Kuzobuya ke khonokho ukuthi nxa sokubuya phambilini kambe ezemali ke kukhona yini ukuthi ele Zimbabwe la lingathola kumbe amanye amazwe khonapho kwele Melika. Kukhulunywa njalo langangokuthi-ke kwezokulima kwini okwenziwa ukuthi kube le-food security kuzwekazi le-Africa. Kube sokusiba njalo bakhuluma nge-digital age kathesi ukuthi kambe ama-networks konke khonokho okwenziwayo kambe kungathiwani kwezinto abantu be-Africa bakusebenzise njengakhonapha ukwenzakala kule Melika. Kwenza kusithi-ke kukhona njalo okuningi magumede okubuyayo.
Kuyini njalo okunye okwenzakala khonapho?
Ye, sikhangelele ukuthi uMongameli Joseph Biden uzafika lamhlanje khonapha lapho esikhona, lapho azakhuluma khona kumbe ngithi azayithula khona umbiko wakhe sibili oqakathekileyo. Kwanyangazani-ke uzakhuluma ngokuthi izwekazi le-Africa kumele lisebenze kuhle kakhulu lele Melika. Okuzaqamba sibili amazwe afisa ukuthi aguqule izenzo kanyazani kuningi kakhulu okumele ukuthi ngakwenziwa. So-ke singasikhangela-ke kuningi kakhulu magumede okumele kwenzakale khonapho.
Ukhangelelwe ukufika sikhathi bani uMongameli uJoseph Biden?
Ye, uMongameli Biden bekhangelelwe ukuthi uzafika ngo-1:30 nxa sikhangele isikhathi sangapha kule Melika. Kodwa-ke sokanyangazani angaphuzaphuza mbijana ungathatha 35 minutes from isikhathi leso kade kumele angene ngaso khonapha. Kodwa-ke hhayi, abantu bamlindele sibili okunye okumangalisayo magumede.
Hhayi, siyabonga. Kulo muntu oke waxoxa laye Dube, ngubani?
ngiyinkokhe lo sifiso onyathi odabuka eZimbabwe ngosemhlanganweni le akuzuthi ukuthi uthini njalo kwenzani ekulimhlangano etheni yolamhlanje
in 157 we're heading up room 157 now
umhlangano lo ngwenkokheli zeAfrica ezibala mhlawumbe more than 40 countries babizwe ngu President Joe Biden ubezokhuluma ngendaba zama partnership around economic development around ukutshintsha komkhathi abathi climate change bafuna ukukhuluma ngokuthi bengancetsana njani between Africa and America ama private sector wabo and engubanayo mina ukukhona u President Nangagwa oloke under sanctions akabuyanga and out of all ama leaders abakhona lapha DC I believe ukuthi ngiyedwa ogcineswe thumeza a representative I think ngu foreign affairs minister ubuye ngapha and yes it is significant ukuthi khona akabuyanga yena ngoba bayahlangana omongameli bamazwe amanyawo eAfrica they are speaking on the side bayavumelana ukuthi how do they engage US on these critical matters njoba nje angazi sonke sezokuna kule agreement ethiwa iAgoa eyo yona ekhangelane le trade between America le Africa that agreement is ending on 2025 it needs to be renewed ama terms akona ukona renewa njani omongameli ngapha bayakhuluma ngakho kona baza kwenza njani kodwa even engekho lapho mina u President Nangagwa it's clear ukona eAmerica yona particularly private sector yabo iyabona the potential in Zimbabwe the private sector even ngula ma sanctions that's why they invited ukuthi Zimbabwe kuye ngoba yes ngu President Joe Biden labo mongamela abanye kodwa ama private sector yiwa khulumayo
yeah kwezo ma business ubona zani kuyahamba njani njengoba sibona ngazani kulamazwe amaningi afisa ukusebenzelana nale lemele
ikakhulu namhla okuzabe kule okuthiwa yi US Africa Business Forum where omongameli they take a step back sebe yekela i private sector eAmerica le Africa kube khulumisane and come up with those deals kule ndawo thakona i deal room namhleza bikhona where the private sector speak to each other on these various sectors njenge agriculture njenge energy njenge infrastructure development and they see those opportunities in Zimbabwe they want to talk about them as the private sector and it's significant ukona they did invite Zimbabwe although kula ma sanctions gayatshengisa ukona they are eager to do business indaba zama sanctions yiyo nje ayenza ukona uMnangagwa engabi as the head of delegation njengamanye amazwe alapha
lo ngumnumzana Sifiso Nyathi osemhlanganweni we-US Africa Leaders Summit eWashington DC ubexoxa lo Gibbs Dube esilaye ecingweni kwenziwani Dube emhlanganweni lo
yeyi ndiyabona ukuthi ke kunengokunye njalo okwenzakala kusasa makumete okunye okwangikhona ke sibona ukuthi kule agenda 2063 edingwa kakhulu ke lizwekazi le Africa baza kukhuluma ngakho khonokho ke baze khulumeka lakhona kungani kuyahayiza kancane okwe-good governance kuzokuyi democracy nokuthi phela kuhlonitshwe ilungelo lomuntu loluntu kanye le-rule of law so kuza khulunywa kakhulu khonokho bese kubuya ukuthi ke ele Afrika kambe lingavinjelwa njani ukuthi lingabi lobudlongudlongo obukhona emazweni amaningi bese kubuya njalo ke ukhanyakazani ke ama-leaders wona ngokwawo kuyamele ukuthi axoxaxoxe ngokuthi kambe nxa bevuselela izwekazi le-Afrika kumele bebambe ngaphi njalo bengabambi kuphi so ke bagcine-ke ngakhonokho ukuthi phela nxa sebevalelisana kumele bethathane ama-selfies bethathane-ke imifanekiso so singazi ukuthi bazathathana-ke imifanekiso sikhathibani kodwa kukhanyakazani kwenzakala ngo-3:50 PM kusasa kumese kuvalwa-ke sokuqedwa konke ngokuthi kambe ukudla ngaba khona yini kuzwekazi le-Afrika singakhohlwa futhi magumede namhlanje ungakhohlwa kule US Leaders Summit dinner lapho-ke ngizadla sibili ngize ngidle lo mankhala
uzazitika
ngizazitika magumede sozakubonakala ye kunjalo magumede
hayi siyabonga kakhulu Dube sizaxhumana lawe njalo kusasa Mthembo kunjalo nje untungameli Nkomo we-Studio 7 uxoxe njalo locubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Dan Moyo.
Umhlangano ofana nalona uqakatheke kakhulu kodwa phela ukufanele sikunanzelele ukuthi umbuzo ocishe uhambisane nawo lo obuzayo uqhakatheke kubani. Ungabuqhakatheke kuona ama-Afrika noma uqhakatheke kwi-America njengezwekazi elikhulu emhlabeni. Impendulo kulokho Nkomo ukuthi umhlangano lona uqhakatheke kuyo kakhulu i-America ngoba ithe iyalimuka kwaba izinto ezimbili kuyo. Okokuqala, umongameli lona ophumile uDonald Trump simbonile indlela kade busa ngayo, uye wayisusa i-America kuyibalazo lezwe lomhlaba. Wagxila kakhulu kwizwe lese-America, wanciphisa ubudlelwano balo namanye amazwe. Okwesibili, i-America ithe iyaphaphama yathola ukuthi iChina okuyimbangi yayo enkulu namhlanje emhlabeni kwezomnotho, kwezontuthuko, kwezobuchwepheshe, i-technology. Yathola ukuthi i-America iChina siyithathe kakhulu, isingene kakhulu e-Africa, kanti ekuqaleni i-Africa kwakuyindawo ye-America ne-Europe nje ababedlalela kuyo. Bathe bayalimuka bathola ukuthi sebevuleke igephu, isikhala esesisetshenziswe yiChina. Esikubonayo ngalo mhlangano ke uBiden uzama ke ukunciphisa lelo gephu beselivulekile.
Umongameli Mnangagwa Baba uNkomo akekho kulomhlangano ngoba wetheswa izijeziso zenotho iMelika. Esikubone kusenzakala izolo njalo iMelika sibone isethesa indodana kaMnangagwa uEmerson Mnangagwa Jr. izijeziso ezifanayo kanye lo nkosikazi kakuda kwashita Gwirei labanye abachiyeneyo ibethesa umlando okuphatheka kundaba zenkohlakalo i-corruption. Okuyinto eyenzakala ngesikhathi iZimbabwe leMelika njalo zisizama ukuvuselela ubudlelwano, ungathini ngalokho?
Okokuqala bamNkomo, kuyasibonisa lokhu ukuthi i-America ayigcize chakala ngobudlelwano bayo kwezomnotho nezwe leZimbabwe ngoba iyazi vele ukuthi izuza kakhulu kwamanye amazwe. Sizabona ke ukuthi la e-Africa kunamanye amazwe abuseka kangcono kakhulu i-America ejabulela ukuthi yakho ubudlelwano nawo. Singabala kwamanye amazwe yona le South Africa, oKenya, sikungena oZambia manje, maningi nje amazwe esingawabala i-America ebheke kuwona. Kodwa ke lokhu ekwenzayo futhi i-America, sizakhumbula futhi ukuthi kwezepolitiki kuningi okwenziwa yizano okungawugculisiyo umhlaba. Kukhetho lolu lokuvala izikhala akade lukhona olokuchibiyela, sibonile izano ithaya abantu, ihlukumeza amalungelo abantu, zonke lezo zinto.
Umnumzana Dan Moyo uhlaziya ezombusazwe, sixoxe laye eseVirginia khonapha eMelika. Namhla kuhlelo lwethu olwe diaspora for a profile lapho esixoxa lezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe. Silonkosikazi sibona kuhle Bebhe Ncube odabuka enyathi esiqintini sebubi eningizimu yemandebeleni. UmaBebhe uhlala eHervey Bay esabeleni seQueensland kwele Australia njalo ungumbalisi useleminyaka engamachumi amabili lambili ekulelo.
Mina ngihlala eHervey Bay. IHervey Bay ise Australia in Queensland. We're in Queensland, yeah, above Brisbane. Ikwesala khona. It's a beautiful place.
So nxa ungasitshela ngokuthi wafika njani Australia, kuyini okwakwenza okwakususa phansi eZimbabwe ulubhekise Australia?
Ekhaya kwakunzima. Things were really tough. So, in 2000, umkami wathola scholarship ukuthi ayenze i-masters yakhe e-New Zealand, Otago University. Sasavaleka. Sasuka sonke izimuli. And then from there, we got a job in ngapha because in Australia. Savaleka e-New Zealand. But New Zealand was very good, but economy and Korea was not very good. We have to be ngapha. And then since then, we'd never look back.
Ufika e-Australia, wenza msebenzi bani?
Ngathi ngifika lapha, mina ngathi wangutitsheka. Ngathi ngifika lapha, I had to send ama locals and documentation yami to Canberra. Ukuthi bebo, ukuthi am I eligible, ukuthi ngifundise lapha or not, or what means it. And then I sent that to them, and then they came back and said, I'm eligible to in Australia.
So, but Tatama Peparo is Zimbabwe, but surely sister, Babon Woody, we are nearly so fun disappointing.
Yeah, I think I'm going to call that. Being a Zimbabwean person should be a step ahead. And then I did a master's in special education, and then that took me into special education.
Kuya dlisa yini ukuba ngutitcher khona ngapho ngoba nxa siqathanisa labo teacher abekhaya bakhala eZimbabwe ngenhlawulo abayizuzayo.
I don't know, kumele babe very very careful ngoba nxa uvela ekhaya ukuya la yakubuye ulokho zwe ulodlala ukuthi ngadela ngona lokho ngona lokho futhi ana lapha vela ukuqala kumele uthi reduce the speed ube kwazi ukuthi kuyini wenza ufuna ukuba nodwa njani. Besana ngathi ngingena kwi-special education, ngiyenza i-master's in special education, ngangena kwi-special education. Bakithi, I am having a very very good time.
So wena wabona lapha okulesidingo khona wangena khonapho, uyakukhumbule yini ekhaya kumbe uyafisa ukuthi ubuyele ekhaya kwelinye ilanga kumbe vele impilo yakho isingeyakhona ngapho?
Hayi, ngiyafisa ukubuyela ekhaya, ngiyefaka whatever esengikuthole khona lapha, i-knowledge engithole ngayo ngihambe ngiyifaka ekhaya, ngitshengisa amatich afunisa khona ngale ekhaya ukuthi hhayi ngantsho ekhaya umntwana ngayengane le-ADHD ngabachambe bathi onefat umntwana o-ADHD ngibatsho kuthi hhayi ngamntwana loyo nje asenzenizo asithini how about that I've got so much knowledge impact on abantu bekhaya.
Unkosikazi Sibone Kuhle Bhebhe Ncube isizalwane seZimbabwe esixoxe laye eseHervey Bay eQueensland kwele-Australia.
Sekunjalo sokuyisikhathi semidlalo yeFIFA World Cup 2022 eqhutshelwa eQatar. Lalela umsakazo weVOA Studio 7 uzwe konke okuphathelane lomncintiswano lo. Sixoxisana labadlali benguqu abatshiyeneyo, abaqeqeshi kanye labalandeli balomdlalo emhlabeni jikelele okugoqela abaseDoha khona le kwele Qatar. Sizalethulela impumela yalimidlalo suku ngosuku. Umncintiswano uze ufike emaphethelweni. Asikholiseni imidlalo yeFIFA World Cup 2022 sisonke. FIFA World Cup 2022
eQatar. Kwezemidlalo banengi abathi kungasake kuye ngasifudlana. Umdlali weArgentina uLionel Messi aphakamise inkezo yezizwe zomhlaba kumncintiswano oweFIFA World Cup 2022 oqhutshelwa kwele Qatar. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Iqembu leArgentina lifinyelele kufinal yomncintiswano wokudinga intshantshu yezizwe zomhlaba emdlalweni wenguqu ngemva kokunqoba eleCroatia nge-3 kanyango lwesibili ntambama. Wayengumkhandli weqembu le-Islanders uTobias Njikambanje uthi isifiso sakhe ngesokuthi umdlali olodumo emhlabeni jikelele uLionel Messi ongukapteni weqembu leArgentina athathe umhlalaphansi ephakamise inkezo yezizwe zomhlaba.
Morocco efake i-Afrika kwesinye isibanga, ngibona layo ingadlula ephambili iyefika umncintiswano wokugcina okuthiwa ngama-finals. Kodwa khonapho kuma-finals kuzaba lomnye umdlalo ongaza kubonakale kuma-World Cup. Ngoba ngingowe-Africa kodwa ngenxa yokuhlonipha uMessi, ngibona ngani i-Argentina iye ngaphakamisa inkezo e-World Cup ka-2022.
Wadlalela iqembu le-Real Stars njalo esengumqeqeshi weqembu labasakhulayo le-Thorngrove uMkhululi Dube uthi yena esakhe isifiso ngesokuba kuhlangane amaqembu amatsha ku-final yalo nyaka.
Mina mfuna kuhambe iMorocco ngoba iFrance ibikhona ngale last World Cup, anti iyo kade ikhona last time. So akwenzi ukuthi iFrance ihambe futhi ibhora ayabe selingasachazi iFrance ihambe. Njengoba iMorocco ingenile wona engama kuyi-first time yemthiphele Morocco ukuthi ihlingenela ku-final manje.
Wayengunozinti weqembu le-Highlanders uWanda Mpofu yena osengumqeqeshi wabonozinti yena uthi iqembu leMorocco lizamangalisa abaningi ngokungena kufinal.
IMorocco was surprised us from goalkeeping vele. I think they've done well because they've only conceded one goal kuphela. So I think hayi iMorocco awumelanga beze befika, ungaboni ifika kwe-extra time iMorocco yawo.
Iqembu leFrance lizadibana leMorocco ngehola lethoba munomunye namhla ebusuku. Iqembu leFrance yilo eliphethe isicoco ngemva kokunqoba eCroatia ngomnyaka ka-2018. Umdlalo wokugqiba umncintiswano uzadlalwa ngesonto mhla zili-10 lathoba munombili kufinal. Lawo azanqotshwa kumidlalo ye-semifinal azadibana ngomgqibelo kudingwa iqembu eliphuthelise endaweni yesithathu. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo. Joseph Njanji.
Good Life Talk namhlanje kuhlelo Diaspora Forum. Sikhangela okwenzakala emhlanganweni omkhulu owenkokheli yamazwe awezwekazi le-Afrika anxuswe ngelemelika khonapha eWashington owe-US African Leaders Summit oqale izolo.
Zakulimaza ngebeat singena isikhosana phezulu. Ingoma le yikhiphe ngomnyaka omusha. Ingoma le ikhuluma ngesomiso kule virus efikileyo elizweni. Abantu bayakhala ngomkhuhlane, isimanga yokuthi nithengilele ebuthongweni ngaphupha. Uba uMadlela khuluma layo ngomkhuhlane sakhuleka wasempendula wasesithi Sikhosana Band sabese rekoda etawuni ingoma yakho khona uzaphela i-virus. Ingoma leyi kiphe ngomnyaka omusha, ingoma leyi ikhuluma ngesomiso. Ubaba lomama ekhabazwanani emakazini bayafukathelana, abantwana abasafundi esikolo amahofisi avaliwe. Nkulumile lo Nkulunkulu izaphela i-virus. Yime nditshelayo mntaka Nkulunkulu, uMadlela ufana lami uyaboniswa lingameyisi, lingameyisi umuntu omkhulu ngivambane laye usemvumbululile dafaye kwamba ngangipholisi ukuhlabela ngiyakhuleka cela lindalele abomthetho ngiyabathanda bayacela singahlangani emgwaqweni ngokubingelelana khahlana khahlana ningasondelelani ungasondela uzathathwa yivirus hambekeza mawufika ekhaya ngezinye izandla isikhosana bend iyakulaya asozuuboni umkhuhlane. Ingoma leyi ikhuluma ngesomiso.
Siyambonga lapha usikhosana esilaya owesikhosana band ngengoma yakhe ethi isomiso. Singakehlukani sihlobo wothi sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Impi phakathi kwele Ukraine lele Russia ibikwa isivangele ukuphazamiseka okukhulu kwenhlangothi ezijiyeneyo zempilo kwele Zimbabwe okugoqela indlala kubika abe World Food Program. Sesilugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu olivalelisayo yimi uGaino Siding sithi asidibaneni njalo kusasa.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.